brought to you by Penguin.
Luna, written and read by Tamara Dreesen. Introduction. What are you going to write on your list? I was sitting with my housemate at the kitchen table, talking about the things we wanted to release and say goodbye to, with a little help from the last moon of 2012. At the top of my list, I'd written the name of an ex-boyfriend I'd split up with earlier that year. Even though I was moving on, there was still something that wasn't easy to shake. You know that feeling when life seems to be getting back on track, then their name's brought up, or you bump into them unexpectedly, and you're struck by a tidal wave of emotion again. I was ready for a fresh start. The best thing to come from that relationship, or the end of it at least, was that it catapulted me onto my spiritual healing path. I guess you could call it my awakening. They say that everyone who comes into our lives is a teacher. He woke me up to the fact that the situations I kept finding myself in were a reflection of my self-worth, or lack thereof. It was time to start doing things differently. My friend and I wrote our lists. First, what we wanted to let go of, and second, what we wanted to experience in the next 12 months. I went to my bedroom, got my abalone shell, white sage bundle, and lighter for a Native American-inspired smoke reset ritual, and we put on our coats. What would the neighbours think of us? We both laughed. Huddled outside in the cold, armed with a lighter and some white sage to make sure that the ghosts of the last year stayed in the past. We burnt the list of what we wanted to leave behind, then took it in turns to smoke cleanse each other, making sure that there wasn't any energetic debris still attached to us from what we'd released. We were standing under the full moon, surrounded by a cloud of smoke. Let's use the smoke for the New Year lists, to make sure that they're blessed too. I left my crystals in the garden to charge under the moonlight, and we went indoors to warm up with a cup of tea. Back at the kitchen table, I shuffled my goddess oracle cards and spread them in front of me. With my eyes closed, I ran my fingers over the deck until I connected with my card for the year ahead. I pulled it from the deck to reveal an Egyptian goddess, Sekhmet, saying, "You are stronger than you think you are, and your strength ensures a happy outcome." If you told me then that I'd go from working as a hairdresser to becoming a full-time healer, tarot reader, author, leading moon ceremonies, and teaching people to connect with crystals and the moon around the world, I wouldn't have believed you. How did I know that the ritual had worked? Well, everything on the list became reality. It wasn't until I bumped into my ex at a festival and thought about it a few weeks later that I realised, oh yeah, I saw him and it didn't bother me at all. It wasn't a thing anymore. I was officially over him. I'd also been in recovery for a long-term eating disorder, and I'd written on my intentions list for 2013 that I wanted to cultivate a healthier relationship with food. My guilt around food and body shame was diminishing, with the support of weekly therapy sessions. I know it's a total cliche, but slowly I was learning to be more comfortable with myself. Since that evening, moon rituals have become a regular part of my practice, and I attribute to them so many of the things I've manifested, like this book you're reading now, my first book, The Crystal Code, my partner, the house we live in, being part of an incredible community, the challenges I've overcome, to a greater understanding of the moon with my other spiritual practices. It's come from consciously observing the moon, the way I feel at each phase of the lunar cycle, which zodiac sign it's moving through, and acting on the intuitive nudges that I get from doing the work. The ancient science of astrology can help us to navigate the pitfalls of modern life, and a quick peek into what the stars are saying is only an app away. The moon is one of the celestial bodies that is visible to us, which makes it easy to study its cycles and access its power. It's about more than just moon gazing and being in awe of its presence. More and more people are aware of its influence on their moods and energy levels, and are interested in its powers for healing and transformation. The gravitational pull of the moon affects the tides. Humans are made up of 60% water, depending on if you've drunk enough today. Is it such a stretch of the imagination to consider that the moon can also influence us? According to astrology, all of the planets govern different aspects of our human experience, but here we're going to be talking about the moon. Getting to know the moon is like nurturing a long-term relationship. The more time you devote to it, the deeper you can go, the more wisdom that's revealed to you. You may see old patterns that have been keeping you stuck, or discover ideas and desires buried under a lot of shoulds, or realize when it's
sample complete. Ready to continue?